Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. Let's not label people as conservative or liberal, since most people are liberal in some areas of their lives and conservative in others. So instead of the label, let's discuss the role we want our government to play in our lives. There are those who want big government. They believe government should take care of everyone's needs, and they believe if this happened, utopia would exist. This type of government would naturally need higher and higher taxes from its citizens in order to provide goods and services for all the people. And as long as the money got spread around equally, everyone would be happy. This group of people are dependents, because they are truly dependent on the government for their existence. On the other hand, there are those, like myself, who want a smaller government. We believe people are responsible for their own welfare. Hard work is usually rewarded, and the government should not be overly involved or invasive in the lives of the people. This government would not excessively tax its citizens, and tax revenue would be used for necessities like education, defense, and infrastructure. This government would take care of the poor, not the lazy. Most people believe this is the correct role of our government. Unfortunately, we have devolved into a society that is completely unaware of how grossly mismanaged our government really is. Currently, if the national debt were divided equally amongst its citizens, every man, woman, and child would owe over $52,000, $21,000 of which has accumulated on President Obama's watch. And yet Obama is campaigning that we cannot afford to embrace the policies Romney is proposing. How ironic, when Obama's policies have clearly failed, since 40 cents of every dollar this country owes has happened with Obama in charge. My daughter and son-in-law have 3 children. They are a young family who work very hard to make ends meet. And in 3.5 short years, Obama's debt has tacked on over $105,000 for their family, again, if divided equally among the population. When most of us acquire debt as an exchange for an asset, what asset has Obama secured for these young families? Nothing. We haven't seen any improvements with this monstrous debt. In fact, every family has seen their personal net worth plummet as well. When Barack Obama took office, the average family had a net worth of $126,000, and today it has dropped to $77,000. This is nearly a 40% decline. It is crystal clear that we are in a financial tailspin never experienced before. President Obama is a financial failure, and for that alone, he doesn't deserve to be reelected. This is why he can't stand on his record. It won't even be mentioned in his campaign. Instead, he attacks his opponent. If an auditor analyzed the financial health of this country, he would recommend that we file bankruptcy. We are financially insolvent, and Obama's desk is where the buck stops. He is head of the household in a house that spends more than it takes in. Today, we are going into debt at a rate of over $2 million every minute of every day. In the time it takes me to read this comment, President Obama will add over $6 million of new debt to our country. This election isn't about which party is in control. It is about removing the most fiscally irresponsible man who has ever held office. This election will determine if our country can remain the country of opportunity, or will we collapse under the burden of debt. This isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue. It is an American issue. Obama has failed. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.